Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Mises, guys. We are delving once again into my deep dark secret of GoBots. Challenge of the GoBots, episode 112. And this is going to be Target Earth. And hey, I'm here, of course, with Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com. How you
Hey
doing, Boo?
all,
Hey.
doing well.
Excellent. We went into in depth into the history and like the genesis of GoBots as a franchise last episode. So if you want to check that out, go back to the previous episode, watch that, because if you want to listen to Boo drone on with his very very pronounced Texas accent, is amazing, and you'll learn a lot, I would think. But
Yeehaw.
we're gonna move on to episode two and get past all the hullabaloo of the starting of the toy line and the cartoon. So hey, let's get this thing going, man. What do you think?
Well, last time we were left on a cliffhanger.
Such cliffhanger.
Yeah, Scooter and Nick were about to get food processed by Copter's blades.
And Copter's Blades is one of the things that it stands out in GoBots to me.
That's because it's very expensive to replace them if you lose them.
Yes. But I mean, like as a scene from the cartoon, that was
Oh yeah, he loved using those blades.
oh yeah, anytime you get a chance. I really like it because when he transforms from a helicopter into to a robot, basically they go together. They come, they pull into the body, but it's always pronounced. And when he uses them as like his weapon, they come out of the arm and like as one piece and come back out as a propeller. Like you said last episode, they're very good about showing the transformation of things, not skipping steps and not going, I guess, it's magic about transformation, like some of the Transformers stuff does.
Oh yeah. And I mean, like I said, you could use these as instructions a lot of times when they
Oh yeah.
transform or convert.
And oh man, even like I think we'll get to it. I think the next episode, even like we're talking about like Jeeper Creeper.
Oh
I
yeah.
mean, it is step by step. But we'll get there. We'll
They
get there
followed the
soon enough.
instructions, yeah.
Oh man. It's exactly the same way that GoBots like Tux transforms. With GoBots, there's kind of a base style. Even like the Super GoBots, they kind of have their very similar way of changing for a robot into car or whatnot.
Yeah, their
And
engineering, yeah.
yeah, very similar engineering. In the regular GoBots, a lot of the same way. And then there were some outliers, but there was like certain groups of the same typical size or size steps of transforming. I've got the double bladed helicopter. I cannot remember his name right now, and also Dive Dive. They change forms pretty similarly. So once again, you go with like Tux, Jeeper Creeper, Leader One. He, well, trying to think of another one. It changes like him. Well, maybe not. Okay, maybe my BSing my way through the intro was really short-sighted, so.
Well, getting back to the show, Dr. Braxis's lab is getting trashed just by Copter because he's got the fan on too high.
Scooter and Nick show up in a bunch of holograms, and it just frustrates the heck out of poor Copter.
Copter.
And
Yeah, he's not real bright.
he's not, but he's brighter than I remember him being.
Yeah.
He's bright enough to give some guff, like kind of some back talk or whatnot. He's not the Crushinator from Futurama. He's
I'd say he's like Soundwave with Rumble's intelligence.
Man, but yeah, without Rumble's one-liners and ability to steal cars or Sunicons,
Right.
that's actually one of my favorite whole sequences of what we've done so far on More Than Meets These Guys or the Transformers versions, is watching Rumble steal all the cars,
Oh yeah.
bar none. But that I mean he's yeah he's got enough sense about him. He's not a hulking ogre, but he's not really intelligent either. And honestly, None of the renegades that we've really heard talk are all that intelligent, except for Psykill.
Yeah, Psykill is, he's the brains of the whole operation, pretty much.
Yeah, he sounds like a villain of Hanna-Barbera. I'm trying the voice is cluing me into someone he sounds like from old Hanna-Barbera cartoons. So I've got to look on his IMDb, see where else he's done.
Oh yeah, you should definitely dig into his stuff.
Yeah.
He looked like a villain too. He had a really good look about him. Bernard Er is it Erhard, I believe
Yeah,
his name is.
he's the guy who did Devastator.
No.
Oh wait, he's not. That was Turbo, right?
Yeah, that's Turbo.
I'll take a look at it later. Obviously I did a lot of research for this episode, and so I'm way ahead of the game. Now the
It
there,
shows.
yeah, I can tell. There are a lot of sequences of this episode where there are some really nice animation, and I'm trying to remember that the sequence where they did it. They did a whole like they did a zoom in on Psykill's face. It was a lot of cross hatching, like a comic panel. It was
Yeah, they
really
got a lot
nice.
of detail in there.
Yeah. And it had a lot of I would say anthropomorphic features, like and like there's a lot of that with Leader One as well in this episode. So it kind of gives you a more a humanistic kind of of course, this is our way of connecting yourselves to a character. We like give it human traits, but I mean that's how it was drawn. So
Oh
I
yeah.
actually like this a lot.
So yeah, they gave him like a hard time with Scooter's holograms. Like Scooter's, I guess, quick and sneaky with the holograms, and they're like polar opposites, him and Copter.
Yeah, Copter's all brute force and very slow. Scooter's no force at all and quick
Yeah.
thinking, yeah.
And Braxis isn't happy about his whole lab getting trashed like that. I mean, you can see all the scientific papers and his books. His whole library is getting blasted through those rotors.
Oh
Everybody.
yeah, he's going through pipes, he's going through conduits.
Yeah.
And to add insult to injury, when Nick and Scooter are escaping the lab, Nick holds his hand up and starts knocking over beakers and flasks on the
Oh,
way
yeah.
out. He's just having a field day, just knocking all the stuff over and pissing off Braxis, which it's honestly it's great because Braxis screwed them all over.
Oh yeah, and I mean they get the best of Copter too because they basically, I guess, I don't know what's the opposite of clothesline where you hit them from their knees. That thing,
Yeah.
that move where the guy bends down behind the other guy's knees. Well, they just do that from it without the guy in front. They just take his feet out from under him.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, they escape and
Well, Crasher goes after him, and like she's the only one that seems to have any like competence in this situation.
yeah, you put her down a tunnel and she starts doing her stomping and like they did the whole bending physics a little bit. Scooter goes up along the wall to escape Crasher, but she keeps going after them and doing her foot stomp. Like I guess I don't know if it's a lightning bolt or a force bolt thing she
Well,
does.
not at this part. This part, she's just chasing them, like she's driving after them and
Yeah.
shooting out of her headlights. And they go like right through a plate glass window, and Nick doesn't get cut at all. So that was
Well, no,
helpful.
because Scooter went through the plate glass window and Nick was on the back, just shielded by the noble guardian that he is.
The
Yeah, pretty much. But Matt is told they cut through to like they make it back to the command center, and Matt is told about Braxis's betrayal.
Oh yeah. Well, this is after Scooter and Nick get chased by the cops for doing like 100 miles an hour
On a scooter, and
on a
they
scooter. Yeah.
that's right. He is like, hold on, and he transforms into a robot. I feel
Scooter's
like I
not
shouldn't
stopping for
see.
cops.
No, I think I shouldn't call it transforming because they're robots,
Yeah,
but he
they convert.
converts. He deforms.
Well, even Hasbro prefers the term convert.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
Yeah.
Scooter converts from a scooter into a robot. And
It's
like
funny about that too. You know why they want that, right?
why?
They're afraid of the Xerox effect
What
in
converters?
branding. No. Well, no, because you know how Xerox, oh, can you go Xerox me this?
Oh, yeah.
And it loses its trademark because, it becomes
That's
like, oh, hey, go get me a Coke. What kind of Coke you want? Oh, Dr. Pepper, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
So,
that's in the South, everybody. And we don't say pop, we don't say soda. We say go get me a Coke.
yeah, even if you want a Pepsi, you ask for a Coke and then
Yep.
you
It's
clarify
like, can you
Pepsi.
be Coke? Well, they only have Pepsi. Yeah, that's what I said. All right.
Yeah. But so Hasbro Legal is basically advising them. That's why you don't see it in a lot of the literature anymore. It says convert because they don't want transform and transforming to lose its, I guess, its trademark ability
Yeah, I can
and
see that.
becoming so. Yeah, so convert is the safe term for like everything.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe Hasbro.
I think that, and they don't care what happens to converters because it's kind of a deadline right now. So,
deformers.
yeah.
So yeah, he converts. He has a and Nick grabs the handlebars, which is early, like, I guess kind of like horns on his head or antenna or whatever, and they fly off.
Yeah.
And
I
there's a
mean,
little.
he just uses it. Anti-gravity and just flies right off, and the cops are just watching, like, we're gonna report this.
Nope. And there's a little gag later on with this, but we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah, it comes back to that.
Yeah.
And we find out the Renegades are after sorium crystals.
Yes, which is a mineral founded by Anya Turkanova
Turgenova.
of the Eastern Bloc, which it's the USSR.
Oh, yeah.
Which is funny. I way they drew her, I was trying to figure out if she was Asian. Like, a Chinese or Taiwanese or, but no, actually she was Russian, just very canted eyes.
Yeah.
So
They tried to make her look kind of exotic, I guess.
yeah, they did,
Yeah.
and made her look borderline deformed in some scenes, but yeah, she had very elvish eyes.
Yeah. So Scooter flies off. He's not stopping for any cops at all.
No.
And yeah, so Braxis points the Renegades towards the sorium crystals. It's the energy source they're looking for.
Again, what was the island that the doctor?
Oh, we'll get there.
Oh, okay.
We'll get
Well,
there.
yeah.
Yeah, you're getting
Th
ahead.
th there's a really quick exposition about the finding of the mineral, and cerium is it's essentially it's when it's held in stasis in a capsule, it's stable. But when as soon as it's taken out of the capsule, it becomes volatile, and that'll come into play a lot in the
Yeah, it
heat
has to be kept in
event.
liquid nitrogen.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
It's cooled off, so it doesn't do any kind of like I guess chemical reactions. I guess the liquid nitrogen keeps it, under control.
Yeah, I mean they did a little bit of sci-fi homework. I mean,
Yeah,
this is good sci-fi fodder here.
it is. I mean, it's a made up mineral, but I mean,
Yeah.
it's almost like antimatter, but kept in the stasis.
Right. Well, and it makes sense that they would keep it up, in the Arctic.
Yeah. Because
Yeah.
it's colder and less ideal chemical reactions in the cold. So yeah.
Yeah, if it gets loose, it gives it a little more time before it reacts.
And also on
So,
an island, which is nice too.
right. It reminds me of what they did with when they tested the Tsar Bomba. They took it like way up in the Arctic
Hold
into
on.
a.
The what?
Oh, the Tsar Bomba. It was the largest nuke ever detonated on Earth. The Soviet Union detonated it up in the Arctic. And it blew out windows 300 miles away. It was a 50 megaton bomb.
Sorry, I've heard of this. I didn't know it was called the Tsar Bomba.
Yeah, basically, it's the king of bombs.
Yeah,
And it was
that.
going to be 100 megatons, and they decided they were going to scale it back to 50.
It's good.
Yeah,
Tsar
and but.
Bomba sounds like a song that you get on a what was it, La Bamba,
Oh, yeah.
Tsar Bomba, da da
It could
da.
be like a Russian, like Latin collab,
Yeah, it does
like
sound
punk
bad.
band.
Oh yeah, so I actually didn't know it was called that. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I knew about the testing. So you said Zarbamba. I'm like, is that real? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually it's kind of neat.
So here's something that caught my ear, being where I live. But okay, so. Matt and Nick and AJ, what agency do they work for?
NASA.
Right. And, you know, Matt sneaks out because, you know, he's trying to warn, I guess what Cheyenne Mountain?
Cheyenne
Yeah.
Mountain, Colorado.
So he gives him a call and they trace his call to 59, like Route 59, they call it. Highway 59 runs right through Houston. And where is NASA?
Houston. Yep.
So yeah, they're right around here.
Nice. That's kind of neat. You know, it's kind of cool because we're used to Transformers being around the Pacific Northwest with Mount St. Hillary in Oregon and stuff in the comics. And so yeah, that's kind of neat that we know this takes place kind of in the southern and southern Midwest.
Well, and you know how it looks down here. I mean, it looks pretty much the same in your area as it does here. It's all pine trees.
Yeah, pine trees and in the middle of nowhere, there's a middle of really nothing.
Right.
I mean, I'll go through little towns. Like I work every other week, I go to far off locations, and there's nothing but pine trees and sometimes oaks, and it's just desolation. And there's like every so often you'll see a service station middle of nowhere. That's
Yeah.
exactly what this looks like.
I mean, this one time I took a Greyhound bus from Houston to Orlando,
Oh yeah, I
and
remember
it
this.
didn't look any different. The only difference was sometimes you could see what the big oil spill, the BP oil spill. It was that when that was going on, you could see that.
Yeah, but didn't you stop over for like a little while in Pensacola?
Yes.
Yeah, you actually stopped off in the most scenic part of the crack den of Pensacola,
Yeah,
or
you said
meth.
it's a bad part of town. Don't wander away from
You're at the Greyhound station. You
the
know you're in a bad part of town.
bus
They don't put Greyhound stations in the nice part of town. But
station. That says a lot about downtown Houston.
I didn't say you did.
Yeah. So anyway, the part they got for Turbo, they install it, but Turbo's still flatlining.
Yeah, he's not quite catching a pulse or something like his.
Yeah, he's flatlining, and they're giving basically the GoBot version of a defibrillator. They're juicing him up, and they do it once, do it twice. He's still flying. They give him like the maximum jolt the last time, and that stabilizes him. So the cops trace Matt's call, and they go to surround him. They go to pick him up there, and Turbo drives up and saves him, and he and AJ drive off with Matt. So Guardian GoBots do not stop for cops, ever.
They do not. There's an ACAB group. Before that happens, though, AJ was. She's all sad because she heard Turbo's dying and he didn't have a
Yeah.
pulse and he can come back. So she starts crying, and all of a sudden Turbo go like, "He's back." As soon as she starts crying, he's like, "Oh, he was just waiting. He's faking it." He's like, all right, just get her to cry. Yes, I'm back, baby." And so,
AJ's tears are Turbo's fuel.
So yeah, she jumps in Turbo and they go and rescue Matt. And
Yeah. It just cracks me up how often they run from cops, because this is mid-80s, early 80s, and they always did McGruff the Crime Dog and all that. You can trust the cops, talk to a cop, kids. If you get lost, talk to a cops. GoBots, run from them now. Don't
And
talk to them, don't try to explain yourself, just run.
and basically the other side of that gag comes in because Turbo, being his name is Turbo, he speeds off. He like outruns every cop, and there's like these two guys going, "I'm gonna take the day shift," or
Oh
whatever
yeah,
this.
they're having a bad day.
Like I, you know, because they already had Scooter fly off. So aliens are about among us.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, literally, you're right. I'll give you
Yeah.
that one. But no, to go back really quick. Matt gets really irritated with Leader One because Leader One's more worried about Turbo than Braxis. And this is one of those things where I'm like, dude, okay, I understand, Matt, that you are not happy about the fact that Braxis has, messed up all your careers and your way of life. This is their buddy. That's like one of three who's dying here. And then you're like, no, you should go check out Braxis. I know where he's at. I mean, we can do this. And and Matt has no perspective on this, but that's, it happened during. Oh yeah, also real quick, Matt had took so long to get back to calling up General Newcastle that Braxis was in his office. Like, yeah, they
That's
tracked
what it
my
was. He was
lab.
calling Newcastle, not Cheyenne Mountain. I got ahead of
He
myself.
was like, he was like, yeah, they trashed my lab and they took some stuff Matt calls Newcastle. Newcastle's like, yeah, Matt, maybe you should come in. We'll talk about this. And Matt's like, no, I can't do that because this is wrong. And we were besmirched by Braxis. Like, yeah, we know you were, but come on in. We're gonna work this out. So Braxis has messed up everything for the story. So,
Well, and they're pulling good cop, bad cop on them.
oh, they are totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a very educational episode.
And the
Trust no
guardians
one.
run from the cops.
Run from the cops and don't trust your bosses. So.
Man, the yeah, I gotta say the GoBots are more punk than the Transformers at this point.
Oh yeah, Transformers always try to, Bumblebee's gonna stop and explain to the cops, "Oh, I'm an Autobot officer," and all that. Scooter's like, "Nah."
Look, they left hands cuffed on Gobatron. They brought Prowl. That's all I'm gonna
Right.
say.
That says a lot right there.
It says a lot. Yeah. What so
Okay, so next we have Psykill uses the
Astro Beam?
Yeah, the Astro Beam, that's the word I'm hung up on.
Yeah.
Astro Beam to call in Phytor. They gotta have a conference.
He calls him, he like teleports Fidor there just to tell him like you're gonna send Zod to me. Like, well, we need him here because we need all the forces we get. Yeah, I know what you need, but we need him on Earth. But Psykill, my forces. Whose forces?
Yeah, whose forces?
Whose? And he pretty much just backhands him and sends him back.
Oh yeah, he like what was he eye blast him or something, and
Yeah. Well,
he's
yeah, essentially he gets backhanded and like told like you answer to me. These are all my
yeah
plans, all my forces.
he doesn't like garner any lip at all.
No.
Yeah.
We give the soul Starscream and Megatron relationship a lot of guff and but Megatron always he's like a battered spouse, be male or female. They always he always comes back and says, okay, well, you can join us, a few exceptions. All right, Starscream, come on back to the fold. We need you. But Psykill's like, no, man, I got more renegades.
You don't even have someone like, I mean, Vitor's not even like really challenging him. He just like
No.
misspoke.
Yeah, he misspoke real hard.
Yeah.
And he goes back and who is it that was there?
Psycho.
It was Psycho, that's right.
Your
That's right.
favorite
That's right.
guy is right
Yeah,
there.
Psycho. He goes like prepare to send Zod. All right.
Yeah, Psycho's running the panel, and then they open up the door.
That puts Zod in this capsule thing.
Yeah. I want to say it's Crane Brain and Screwhead.
It
Like
is.
minding
It
the
is Crane
door.
Brain
Yeah.
Screwhead. Yeah, they put him in a. It's kind of funny seeing Screwhead because he always reminds me of that of the mail away Power Dasher
Oh yeah.
and Transformers. Yeah. So yeah, they put him in it almost looks like a salad spinner.
Yeah. And then they launch him. I mean, they just launch Zod. There's no Astro Beam in Zod. It's like, no.
No, he's gone,
Yeah.
man. He shoots off towards their location the Renegades have gotten the location of where the Dr. Anya Tarkanova
Targanova.
Tarkanova yeah so
Yeah.
I had it later on in my notes where she's at the island so they
Yeah.
launch
It's Stolbovoy Island.
yes it is
And that it's a real island.
that's right you showed me a picture of the island
Yeah,
like
you
a
can find it
map view.
on Google Earth,
So where is it
but
exactly?
it is north, and I want to say like northeast of Siberia. Like
That would make
it's
sense.
like it back then they called it the Soviet Yakutska or Yakutia. Like if you played Risk, if you know where Yakutsk is, that it was north of that, one of those little islands up above it.
Wow. So
But it
Arctic Circle for sure.
Oh yeah, and it's noted for high cliffs and like unusual conical structures, like rock structures along its shores.
Huh.
And it's surrounded by the Laptev Sea, which is usually covered in ice. So
Interesting.
it seems like larger than it is because there's ice sheets surrounding it.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a pretty like interesting place. It's got a lake on it and everything. So it's weird because like it juts out of the sea and then there's a lake and a river on it. I want to say it's like 48 kilometers long, the island.
That's actually fantastic for a wait, where an area to test things.
Yeah, now they have a or had a Soviet weather station there. I believe they still have some kind of scientific weather station there. So I guess GoBots has explained to us, yeah, it's a quote unquote weather station. You know,
We
Cold
launch
War,
weather balloons from here.
and really they're doing like
Bioweapons.
secret Soviet experiments on energy sources.
That's where they made COVID, man.
Yeah, they've got, I mean, a full on like ice mountain with the supervillain lab on top and
They
everything.
do. They totally do. Yeah, he's so they sends out Earth and elsewhere. Matt is really upset about his career being over. A leader one reveals that they can reclassify documents through tapping the phone line.
Oh yeah, they just hacked the Pentagon like it's nothing. I mean,
Over a phone line, man.
Matt,
They had like
they
three
got.
beams coming out from the command center.
I'm saying, yeah, they were watching War Games before they got here.
Yeah, they were. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, and they told Matt, yeah, we'll help you clear your name, but we got to stop the Renegades first.
Yeah, we'll let everyone know what you're on the up and up. But that's when they actually that was when they do the whole explanation about the Sorium. It getting volatile removed from its casing. It's discovered in the Eastern Bloc by an Eastern Bloc scientist, and
And like the upper limits of its energy is like unknown. Like they haven't been
yeah,
able to test to see how powerful it actually is.
there's a big old chunk of it. So
Yeah.
Zahn sent right to the island where the scientists had a research lab.
They do the whole 1950s blob, you know, trope with the,
They
oh, look,
do.
it's a meteor. And nope.
So
It's not.
I didn't realize this when I made the title for the first episode we did of this, but the three of them walk into her lab and
Oh
Crasher goes,
yeah.
"Greetings from Cyber or from Gomatron." God,
Oh
wrong.
yeah. I
Greetings from
laughed at
Gomatron.
that when I saw your title, by the way,
I
because I
had
knew it
no
was coming.
idea.
And that part was so good
Yes.
because it was Turgenova's expression said it all. She had sheer cosmic horror when she turned around and saw Crasher just like smiling. And I mean, if you didn't know they were the bad guys, that could have been a very innocuous greeting from another planet.
Oh
Like
yeah.
you made first contact, but no,
Greetings from Gobatron.
she saw Crasher's face and freaked out and ran.
Yeah, the way I love Crasher's laugh so much.
Oh yeah, Crasher is like the best part of GoBots, period.
She really is.
Yeah.
She totally is. And yes, yeah, so Psykill steals the Sorium and they take Dr. Turnikova?
Turga Nova.
Turga Nova. I'm
Yeah.
trying, man. I put
Yeah.
it in my notes somewhere. I finally figured it out. I did the phonetic like spacing out of the words. Turga Nova.
Yeah. Now, here's something that occurred to me. Okay. This was during Reagan's administration.
Oh yeah, it was.
Okay. So Braxis has made contact with extraterrestrials that are gonna basically help us out. You know, these renegades are making big promises.
Help.
Okay. And then he sets them out for, oh, the perfect energy source you need just happens to be held by the Soviet Union. So he wouldn't have had to do any of this in a clandestine manner. Reagan would have signed off on this and sent Ollie North to help him.
Holy North.
Right? I mean, this was on par with what was going on in the 80s anyway.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, we didn't find out until a few years after this, but
Yeah.
yeah. They were doing worse stuff than this.
Oh, far worse. Okay, it's saying something that the creepypasta, the Russian sleep experiment, it fooled so many people because they thought the Russians could have been doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's saying something. That's how bad people are like the Russians are doing crazy stuff. Yeah. So
Well, and then we were doing MK Ultra and stuff like that. We were doing
Oh,
like, yeah, a lot of
yeah.
stuff we were accusing everyone else of doing, our government was doing.
Hey, guys, you want some weed? Cool. You want some acid? So
Come here to
weird.
our little building, and here we even got a place where you can just like chill out.
God, yes. MK Ultra is amazing.
Yeah.
That is the craziest story. But,
So, yeah, it's just funny that the way this all went down is like the soldiers are sent out to go investigate the meteor strike, okay, and they find Zod. Zod just starts destroying everything. So, Psykill, Copter, and Crasher kidnap Dr. Turgenova, and as they're leaving, Psykill just breaks off a little piece of the sorium and just trashes the lab, like boom.
He just like tosses it and like underhands it into the lab and boom, the lab's gone.
Well, and Dr. Turgenova earlier said that, when the meteor crashed, that, oh, there's no one for 1,000 miles from here. Which technically, I think she's usually used kilometers.
Probably.
Yeah. But that's beside the point. The point is, okay, he just blew up the only shelter those soldiers are going to have. So anybody that survives Zod is not going to survive. They're going to freeze to death
I
now.
thought the same thing, like you're killing these guys. You're
Yeah.
not doing it
Psykill
directly.
just killed everybody there except for Dr. Turgenova.
Who they've kidnapped.
Yeah, all their food, I mean, just the
Done.
shelter from the cold. You got nothing. You're done, guys.
Yeah. Unless they have like
Yeah.
a boat sitting there in dock somewhere. Yeah, they're done.
It's all ice, so it's all like ice locked, so you're not going anywhere. You're gonna walk 1,000 miles in the ice? No, you
Yeah.
are not. They're gonna end up like those Arctic explorers that just disappeared and they found them like 200 years later, like in the same spot, just
Oh yeah,
perfectly preserved.
the Arctic explorers who carried like who took with them like horses and cattle on their ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the weirdest and kind of most I guess loneliest kind of way to die, and you find out later what happened to them.
And they're all like, they're still there, like they're frozen mummies. It looked like they died last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's how those soldiers are going to end up. That's the fate that Psykill has given those soldiers.
In the words of Bullock, maybe in 1,000 years someone will dig you up and you'll be worth something.
I was thinking of like the old pirate trope where they make you walk the plank. Oh, we're not killing you. The sea will kill you. Like,
Yeah.
Psykill didn't kill you. The cold will kill you.
Yeah, we actually watched Raiders of the Lost Ark and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade kind of recently. Like Allison never seen them.
Yeah.
So that line stuck into my mind. Like he was such a good villain.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. But I skipped Temple of Doom because
Yeah.
yeah. It felt the most George Lucas of the movies. It did. But anyway, so yeah, Zod rises, and that's when the Guardians arrive.
Yeah, and
And there's a fight. And the
it's
music
a
in this fight is extra groovy, by the way.
it's not much of a fight though. It's very one-sided.
Oh,
Zod's there. It's all Zod.
yeah. This feels like, okay, there's a couple of observations I made during watching the episodes. First of all, the Renegades feel very much like the Predacons in Beast Wars. Like they're living under a oppressive government of the Guardians or the Maximals. First. Second of all, Zod has like his this is Rampage's first episode where no one could kill him.
Yeah.
And you just can't do anything to Zod. Zod is just going to run roughshod over everything. So,
Yeah, and
that's.
I mean, like you and Ed had discussed with Devastator, Ed was really expecting Devastator to really do some stuff, and Devastator gets owned like every time. But Zod isn't
I
having
don't.
it. No.
No.
They
Zod is
won't
like.
even.
What's that?
Oh, go ahead. No, go
Oh,
ahead,
so
please.
Zod is like Mecha Godzilla on wheels.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's fast.
Yeah.
He's like a biker Mechagodzilla.
Yes, he actually is. That's a good way to put
Yeah.
it.
But they won't even bring the command center against
Nope.
Zod. Like, Nick says, well, why don't we go attack him? And it's like, what, you want to
Nope.
make him mad?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, that's where a thruster comes up through the ice and the nose cone comes off and it's like green head.
Yeah, and if I recall correctly, that's the only time you see him do that. And yeah,
Okay.
he shoots his eye beams at him, so
Yeah.
they're stuck between Zod and Thruster, just
while the
They gotta.
command center hides in under the waterfall. Is it the waterfall?
Right. No, not yet.
That's later.
Yeah, that's later. They actually go under the ice.
That's right.
Yeah, they sink beneath the ice eventually. But
Yeah, they do. Crusher steals Dr. Turgenova so they can't attack her, but she falls under an avalanche.
yeah,
Which, oh, go
and yeah,
ahead.
she sticks her in her chest, you know,
Yeah,
like Turbo
like
did with
Turbo did.
AJ. Yeah.
And also the same way with Turbo, when she turns into a car, she Dr. Turgenova is in the seat. It's like very comfortable for kidnapping.
Right. And
So
then Psykill fires thrusters weapons at Leader One and misses and causes an avalanche that buries Crasher and Dr. Turgenova.
that's what it is.
Yeah. And
Leader
then
one.
Zod shoots down Leader One.
Yep. Leader one and Matt are then taken down by Zod, and they end up in a cave. Turbo and AJ do as well.
Yeah, they're all together and they're trying to hole up against Zod because they just can't stand up against him, and he's outside, you know, like growling. It's like the Land of the Lost whenever they'd go run from Grumpy the T-Rex.
Land
They'd
of the Lost.
hide in a cave from him, you know.
You're
And they're
welcome,
trying that with
everybody.
Zod, but Psykill's not having that.
No, Psykill talks a chunk of Soryman into the cave.
And then has Zod seal the cave entrance, and they just leave. And he leaves Crasher. He abandons her as lost. He's like, I'm not digging for her. We got to go.
So the Renegades have the same problem that Decepticons do. We're going to lock all of them into this cave, and they're going to die here. So, like there was an episode of Transformers where they did the same thing. It was like, oh, it's where they reprogrammed Bumblebee as the space bridge one.
Yeah, it was a transport to Oblivion.
Yes, thank you. And
Yeah.
so, yeah, same deal. They just, here, we're going to put them in a cave. They're going to die here. Let's leave now. Everything's fine. So.
Yeah, they just don't, you know, search for bodies or
No.
parts.
Then again, the way the stuff is, how volatile it is, I can't really blame Psykill for thinking like it's done. The humans
Yeah,
are
and well, I
dead.
mean, they buried them. So
Yeah.
they figure that they're gone or they're buried alive, one of the two.
Yeah.
They're done.
Dunzo.
So you'd think he'd know Leader One's abilities a little better, though.
Well, you would think so, but
But I don't want to spoil this cliffhanger because this is our cliffhanger is
episode three is coming.
yeah, the Sorium explodes and our heroes are stuck in the cave with it.
We assume they're all dead.
Yeah.
And that's where, yeah, that's where we leave it. And
Will this be
so
the end of Little Turbo?
will this be the end of our humans as the guardians guard them with their lives? But it was kind of
Yes.
neat. Like Turbo comes and jumps in front of the humans, and then Leader One does, and that's where we're left at as a cliffhanger. Better episode. Some of the scenes, like I said, they were like really nicely drawn. There's a little cross hatching on a Leader One's face and on a Psykill's face.
Oh yeah.
Lots of nice shading and depth.
The more I watch this, the more I think of some of the scenes from Heavy Metal.
Oh yeah, especially Doctor like Turgenada, Turgenova.
Turgenova, yeah.
Yeah, she reminds me of something. Oh, she actually reminds me, not the all of the body shape, but the extremities of the secretary they steal in the when the last one last
Yeah, I know
episodes
the
of
one you're
Heavy
talking.
Metal.
Yeah, with the John Candy robot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey man, we're gonna so like was it
Nyborg, man.
Nyborg.
Plutonium Nyborg, yeah.
Yes. Not all of her as is reminiscent of that, but a lot of it. I'm not gonna for if there's anyone under 18, I don't want to spoil it for you. One day you should watch that yourself.
Yeah,
So yeah.
you don't see as much of Dr. Turgenova as
No,
you
you
see.
don't.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the end of episode number two. Fun time. Like I said, it's really good. Oh, the animation's great.
Well,
Yeah.
it has that surreal sci-fi quality. I mean, if you'd made this, you know, a portion of Heavy Metal, it would have worked. It just needs like Sammy Hagar like screaming behind it or
Yeah.
something.
Yeah, it does. Or let's get some Dio or some Ronnie James Dio.
Right? Yeah,
Oh
because I
man.
mean, you could see like Stern and Hanover Fist over here in some of these scenes.
Yeah, so your one-way ticket to midnight. We call it Zod. So yeah, everyone, thanks for checking us out tonight, or today, or wherever you're listening to us. Give us, if you like the episode, give us a like, give us some 5 stars, if you would prefer, and give us a thumbs up on YouTube. This is something we just do out of enjoyment. It's a labor of love. And
Man, shout out to the GoBots fans that are checking this stuff out. Yeah, you are welcome here.
The GoBots fans, any of y'all, I gotta say that there's been a big following of the YouTube on this episode. So thanks a lot. It's been a
They
huge.
have a loyal fan base that doesn't get a lot of attention or appreciation as much as it should.
Well, I appreciate you all. You get your attention from us, and you'll continue getting attention from us as we you will have to be one of the 3 kids we take care of, the Transformers series and the Transformers comics. But you are a very special newborn child, so we appreciate you. We'll get the comic book to watch you while we go out and have drinks. So
We're
thanks,
terrible
everyone.
parents, apparently.
Don't turn for the kids. So yeah, thanks for everyone for being here, and we really mean it. And this is. Look, we don't make anything from this. This is something we I this is for me is something I enjoy doing. I've enjoyed doing it for 2 years, and it's not like I would welcome something out of this, but it's not why I do it. And Boo has been really diligent. Boo is the one that does all the art. If you see a thumbnail you really like, this guy right here, he draws things from character models and colors them in digital art. And I can show y'all if you ever want to find some sort of like how he came across this. I can show you the or we can show you rather he can the drawing and the steps led to here. So
Oh yeah, I sketch them out on paper first and scan them in and everything. I still kind of do things a little old school, and then I take them into Photoshop. So
well yeah this
fun
is
stuff.
definitely this is the labor of love. And I know my wife would prefer I'd hang out with her right now, but she knows that this is important to me, and I appreciate Boo for being here. Also, if you guys prefer, some of you are GoBot fans, we do the UK Transformers comic, and we also do the Transformers Sunbow show. I do it with another friend of mine, Ed, who was the original co-host on the show, but me and Boo go back a bit, so
Oh yeah, and well, the Ed episodes are great because Ed's the noob to Transformers. He didn't do any of this stuff, so.
We Ed is essentially my old D&D buddy, and
It's fun to see things through new eyes.
he sees things I don't see, so it's just kind of nice. And I've
Yeah.
watched those a lot, and these are new for me. So you're the old hand of this one, where I am the new guy watching this because I haven't watched these episodes in likely 40 years.
Yeah.
So this and they hold up really well. That's
The
great.
GoBots episodes really do hold up. They've been maligned over time, and it is completely undeserved. Every episode I watch of these, it's more fun than the last.
Yeah, I will tell you that some of the sound effects, like the laser effects, feel like not as cool as like some of the other TV shows that are out, but the animation and the voice acting is fantastic.
Yeah.
So, if you want to go malign anything, I think they didn't have a lot of stock sound effects that they would present into mid and early 80s TV shows. But that's the only thing.
Well, they were using, what they already had, I guess, in their
Hanna-Barbera
archives.
stuff.
Yeah, for Hanna-Barbera archives. But I mean, if you watch like Transformers, most of the sound effects they're using actually came from the D&D cartoon.
That or Star Wars sound effects.
Yeah, Star Wars sound effects. But like Megatron's fusion cannon is Venger's like hand blast.
So there's a lot of that, but this
And
is
wherever they
this.
got those.
Yeah, exactly. These sound effects are essentially like Space Ghost and what is the name of the Blue Falcon and things like that.
Yeah,
You have the
Herculoids, that kind of stuff.
Herculoids. Yeah, this is the same sound effects they're using in this, which makes sense because it's the same kind of house. So
Oh
anyways.
yeah, and I mean I grew up on those watching,
Oh, so did
Hercules,
I.
Space Ghost, all that stuff. So going into another Hanna-Barbera like sci-fi cartoon was, that was par for the course for me as a kid.
Yeah. Who did Thundar the Barbarian? Because for some reason I'm thinking Hanna-Barbera, but I don't think so.
No, it wasn't Hanna-Barbera. I don't think it was.
That's
It
a show I
wasn't
want to
it.
revisit at some point too.
Yeah, oh, that's a cool show. We watched a couple episodes of that not too long ago. Let's see. Thundar was done. Come on, tell me who Thundar was done by.
I
Oh,
like
Ruby
it.
Spears. Ruby Spears.
Oh, Ruby Spears. Okay, I haven't heard of them in a while.
Yeah, and it was created by Steve Gerber of Howard the
That,
Duck fame.
that's right. Okay.
Written by Buzz Dixon, your buddy.
Ha Buzz, we're going to get you back on at some point to talk about the other things too. Buzz,
Totally.
if you
Yeah.
actually if you guys are enjoying the episode at all, you enjoy our banter, check out Boo and I our interview with Buzz Dixon. It was actually really great. We got to talk to Buzz for 3 hours if he let us, but his wife wanted to go get groceries and I can't blame her. He's a very easy person to talk to. There these Charles
He's
Mark.
good people.
Yeah, Michael Charles Hill is another one who did a lot of different show writing. He's great people too. There's a lot of people we've talked to that are fantastic. Simon Furman, of course, David Kaye. I am going to butcher her name so much. Who was in the Cyberverse cartoon. I apologize. I'll get back to you as soon as I can on that. I don't want to make sure I get it right. The very difficult name to say on the podcast because I got a little starstruck.
You did.
I did. I did. I tend to, man. I've done panels with celebrities in the way of the geekery.
You're talking about Jessica DiGiovanni.
DiGiovanni, yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I got the last name right.
Yeah.
But, yes, and she corrected me. She's a lot of fun, but definitely check out the episodes of our interviews. They're a lot of fun. And our side episodes, we do a lot of different things on the side. I want to continue to do more side episodes, which this was I thought was going to be a side episode, but it's not because the GoBots deserve their own series. So we're going to
And it's
continue to.
just fun.
It is, it is. It's consistent animation, consistent voice acting, and just there's nothing like earth-shattering, world-changing. It's just a fun show.
Yeah. And well, and it you get to see it with even like you're seeing it with new eyes after 40 years, because you haven't
Yeah.
seen it since you were a kid, so.
Yeah, I still remember some things. I always remember a propeller thing like Maximilian from a Black Hole, like running, walking at people slowly with his propeller going. There's things you remember from the original series. And those always stick out to me. And of course, Crashers Laugh, which I've forgotten how much I enjoyed. Here we are. So I'm going to cut this off here because we'll talk all night knowing us.
We
So
will.
everyone, thanks for being here. Give us a like, give us a follow, and we will hopefully see you next time. So from all of us here at More Than Macy's Guys, see you later.
Bye.
More Than Macy's Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.